morning. This is Dr. John Hunt for Pet Sounds. I'd like to share answers with you to common questions I get from pet owners. I hope the questions are ones you may have wondered about, and my answers are informative and entertaining. I will include funny stories or anecdotes from time to time. Should I worry about my pet's weight? Obesity is the number one health problem seen by veterinarians. Between 25 and 40% of our dogs are overweight, but only one-third of all dog owners are aware that their pets are overweight. Obesity is dangerous. One study concluded an obese pet's life span can be reduced by 40%. Diabetes, heat intolerance, lower resistance to infection, increased risk of cancer, and anesthetic complications are all potential dangers for obese pets. Obese pets are more vulnerable to joint problems and cardiovascular and respiratory difficulties as well. Genetically, Cocker Spaniels and Labrador Retrievers are predisposed to obesity, while Boxers and Terriers generally are not. Older animals tend to get fat because their metabolism slows down and they become less active. Spayed females may have a greater appetite due to the removal of the appetite-suppressing influence of estrogen. And a small percentage of pets are obese because of medical problems. Hypothyroidism is the most common hormone abnormality to cause obesity. Finally, studies show pet obesity is more likely to occur in households with overweight owners. The rib test can give you an idea if your pet is at the proper weight. Your pet is too thin if you can see his ribs. Just right if you can easily feel his ribs, but overweight if you have trouble feeling his ribs, and obese if you can't feel the ribs at all. As hard as it is to resist soulful, hungry eyes, you'll do your pet a favor by keeping him trim. He'll be healthier and more active, and he'll probably live to a ripe old age. You may also want to ask your veterinarian about a product called Slentrol. Slentrol is a liquid that you give your dog on a daily basis, and it has shown to be very effective in helping your pet lose weight, especially after you've tried everything else. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. John Hunt for Pet Sounds, giving you concise answers to common pet-related questions at WERU. Until next time, enjoy your pet and don't forget to give them a hug.